In 2016 and 2017, petitions for U.S. citizenship rose by 25% over previous years. Such spikes are normal ahead of a presidential election, but this was different. Sudden and sweeping immigration policy changes like the travel ban kept a higher level of citizenship applications coming after Donald Trump was elected. Ahead of the midterms, WHYY's Laura Benshoff reports major efforts to get these new citizens to the polls face tough odds.
On a gray October Saturday, local candidates for the Pennsylvania State House gather in a community college classroom in Northeast Philadelphia, ready for a forum. Before it starts, Andy Toy with the civic engagement group United Voices of Philadelphia warms up the crowd of about 50.
So thank you all for coming.
In the audience, some older folks wear earpieces so they can hear the remarks translated into Nepali or Spanish. Before they hear from the people running for office, Toy makes a plea.
Let's say you're Latino, Asian, Arab American, Caribbean, Muslim, whatever other, a new immigrant, we should be having more of a voice in what happens here.
Toy's referring to immigrants living in Philadelphia overall, but the event is geared towards a smaller group, those who can vote. Immigrants to the U.S. have to get a green card and then have it for 5 years before they can apply for citizenship. If they get through that process, then they can register to vote. The groups behind today's forum and national naturalization campaigns want these new citizens to go to the polls. Audience member Wasif Qureshi doesn't need much convincing. He says as a doctor and a Muslim, he wants to vote because of a double standard he lives every day.
You can put your life in the hands of a Muslim physician, but you cannot tolerate a Muslim neighbor. And I think then that's quite ridiculous.
Qureshi came to the U.S. from Pakistan almost 20 years ago and became a U.S. citizen last year. He now has his own cardiology practice in Delaware. He cares about issues like climate change and the direction the country's going in. And he says, as a Muslim immigrant, he's been on the receiving end of policies created by lawmakers who don't look like him.
When I came here to this country in 2000, and then 9/11 happened in 2001, we had to go and get ourselves registered. Many people don't know that.
President Trump campaigned on reviving a similar Muslim registry. Politics spurred Qureshi to become a citizen and to work with the Muslim Get Out the Vote group, M-Gage. But fear and family are two other big drivers of citizenship applications, says Mary Clark, who runs the Citizenship Support Program for Highest Pennsylvania.
One of the most consistent reasons given is wanting to feel a greater sense of security in the U.S. and not feeling comfortable traveling.
Whether that added comfort translates into voter turnout is another story.
When we're doing voter registration, people have lots of questions.
Sundrop Carter is the head of the Pennsylvania Immigration and Citizenship Coalition, which registers voters at their naturalization ceremonies. She says figuring out the U.S. political landscape and voting system can be a challenge for new citizens.
Why do I have to put down a party? Which party should I put down? What happens if I don't register to vote, or what happens if I do register to vote?
Voter turnout among naturalized immigrants is also historically lower than that of U.S.-born voters. And new citizens are less likely to vote than people who naturalized a while ago. Even so, a 2016 study from the University of Southern California found that new citizens can tip the balance in a close race. But that's only if potential voters like Carlos Barrero choose to go to the polls. Barrero, a professor at the School of Pharmacy at Temple University, is from Colombia. He says he became a citizen earlier this year for family reasons. And he says he's excited and registered to vote, but dances around which political issues he cares about.
I have my own ideas about that, but I don't think that is, if it will be good, it will matter a lot if I am going to rule for president, but I don't think I am allowed right now, then.
The impact of potential voters like Barrero on November 6th may come down to whether this hesitance melts away once the curtain to the voting booth closes behind them. Laura Benshoff, WHYY News.